Meredith, we are joined by someone very special.
Very special. For the past few weeks, I've been talking about a guest I wanted to have on the show. It's someone who I think reminds me of freedom every time I'm on the Macquarie University campus. Since I started here, I wanted to do an interview with, and I quote unquote, the unicycle man of Macquarie. Yeah. Or the unicycler of Macquarie. Because I would be in class, and I'd be sad, feeling no whimsy, and I would look out and like a warrior of freedom, a man on a unicycle.
Like a bolt of lightning.
Like a bolt of lightning. And I thought, that guy has a story. This unicycler is on the mic with us now. This is Sean.
Hello.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It was a battle to get onto you. Firstly, because when
you're
I tried
so fast.
Yes, every time I saw you on campus, I was like, and then you were gone because you're on a unicycle. Mm. We finally captured you. Captured. You're not stuck here.
No, you are here absolutely of your own free will. And you can wheel out any time you like.
They got me in the net.
We've been swooping for days.
Okay. Right. My first question I want to ask you. When did you first learn to ride a unicycle?
Towards like the tail end of COVID, I'd say maybe 20... Wait, when was COVID?
2020.
Yeah.
So you tried.
Yeah, 2021.
You gave baking a go, drawing, playing guitar.
No, I was just bored, and I'm like, well, what's a $200 purchase that I can make? I mean, I was also gonna like buy a sword. I have a sword. You can't. You can't swing it while riding.
Okay, that's good.
Which means you tried.
I have.
That was gonna be my next question.
Sorry.
And why did you choose a unicycle over any other form of whimsical transport?
Sure.
Or niche transport, I guess.
I already owned a bike. Right. I don't really like riding bikes.
That's the natural progression.
The two-wheeler?
Too stable.
What about, say, like a penny farthing, for example, it's like a bike, but a little bit more down that whimsical line, but not so whimsical as a unicycle.
Counterintuitive, but a penny farthing is a lot more dangerous to ride than a unicycle.
Yeah, I've heard there were like lots of deaths when they first came out.
Penny farthings come with a wheel that's like, I think, 5 feet in diameter. Like my unicycle is, 24 inches.
24
inch lift.
That's awesome. I admire it. I admire that you choose the unicycle.
I appreciate it.
What's the longest distance you've gone in your unicycle?
Let's see. From... just like between Bella Vista Station and Kellyville Station.
Oh, that's probably...
What's wrong with the train?
Hey?
You went on the train?
No,
it was full.
This is really embarrassing, but it was for an assignment.
Nice. No, yeah,
Do tell. We were doing portraits, basically.
Right.
Just like describing a sense of someone, you know, and I picked myself because I had literally last minute like started.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
this doesn't answer the question. Why did you have to ride from Bella Vista? There's a really convenient
to get footage.
You
recorded it.
I just grabbed my camera and I just
point of viewed it.
Yeah, unicycled all the way to Kellyville and put a little bit of
because that's a
bland
that's like
commentary
a main road. Yeah. That's a main road there.
Oh, I wasn't on the road. I'd be dead.
Were you attracting sort of weird looks as you were going down the road? Was anyone honking at you or anything?
I literally did this at like 3 a.m.
That's almost okay. If I'm coming home from like the city and I'm on the metro and I'm a girl and I'm just walking across like a bridge and then I see a dude
overtaking you on the M2.
I would probably think...
Like, clutch your pearls.
I would have thought I'd seen a ghost. I was like,
this can't be real. This is like an angel. Leads me to my next question. Mm. Many people have seen you. A lot of my friend group, I mean, I have a...
lots of friends.
I'm a very popular person. And almost everyone, I say, do you know the unicycle man? They say, oh, do I know the unicycle man?
Apparently, stories of me have reached, you know, far into the other university campuses.
Wow.
Oh, you are a Sydney phenomena.
Well, when I was, yeah.
Oh, no, your legacy lives on. That's the thing with these kind of, you know, the Loch Ness Monster wasn't even necessarily spotted, and it lives on for centuries. Yes. You will go down in lore, my friend.
As the unicycler, Sean, I'm putting a name to it, the unicycler.
Here's a question I want to ask.
Okay.
Do you like the sort of incognito nature of it all, of you sort of being this mystique.
I mean, being the Batman.
I'd like to say that we get millions of listeners. We don't. So you sort of still can maintain this kind. Yeah, sorry. So as you were going to say,
I was going to ask you more of this. The end of my question before was, has your unicycle riding become a bit of a service to the community around you, or are you still doing it for yourself? Are you the Batman or the Superman?
Yeah. I'm a menace.
He's the bad guy. No, who'd have thought?
Yeah. I mean, there's also all the weird looks you get, right? When you're on a wheel, right?
A wheel. Mono.
Singular. Also, when you're on a unicycle, it is a little difficult to go in a straight line. So
really?
What I like to do is I like to weave a little. And when there's people, I like to weave between
them.
And that's why I'm a menace. Because, not only am I a terrible driver, normally, I'm a terrible driver on one wheel.
Oh, so even with four wheels?
Yeah, four wheels. I'm awful.
Sean, you bring joy to everyone on the campus. I don't think you're a menace.
Can I quickly say, in the 15 seconds I attempted to balance on that thing, that is impossible.
You nearly died.
How long did it take you to learn to do that, from getting on to being proficient enough not to fall off within 10 seconds?
About a month, just practicing after school. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
That's great.
How many hours a day would you practice?
About two.
So you're saying hours-ish. 60 hours of dedication?
I mean, they won't let you drive until you do 120.
This is true.
So, Sean, did you get home and go, oh, I've got
to do it?
I've got to do 9 hours now. It's one of those night drives.
I've got to do a lap around the backyard.
You're going to make me parallel park it. Sean, may I ask? Yeah, he'll start. Sean, may I ask, how old are you?
20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Prime of your life. Absolutely loving
the prime of your life. This is the time to be on a unicycle. Mm.